Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Soft border controls between Ireland and the UK are being exploited by Albanian criminals to smuggle migrants into Britain. That's according to a story in the Daily Telegraph today. Kevin Hyland is former head of the London Met Police Human Trafficking Unit, and I'm delighted to say he joins me now. Kevin, you're very welcome to the programme. What's going on here, in your opinion?
Yeah, good afternoon, Cormac. Well, this isn't a new phenomenon that criminals are exploiting borders. You know, this is something that's been going on for some time. And, you know, some of this will be people smuggling, which is very different to human trafficking. But what you've got is that people are turned into a commodity and criminals look for those vulnerable people and they work out the routes and they work out where the money is, just like any other criminal activity. So, you know, this isn't new. This has been going on for a long time, but actually there is perhaps a bit more attention on it. Criminals are making more money out of it. And of course, you know, more and more people are looking for routes, not just from Albania, but from elsewhere in the world, as we see more conflict, as we see climate change, as we see, you know, corruption running countries, more and more people are looking for safe havens and criminals are exploiting those opportunities.
And I asked the next question very tentatively indeed, but are they exploiting the post-Brexit scenario or the Northern Ireland Protocol scenario?
Well, I think that the situation, you know, and from my time in the UK and when I was specifically asked to look at the issue of Northern France, Greece and Italy, you know, in the height of the migrants issues back in 2016, you know, that was pre-Brexit. A lot of these people are not EU nationals anyway. Albanians aren't EU nationals, but they just look for the routes. And I think that, you know, from my own experience, you know, if I travel to the UK, when you enter the UK, you don't get your passport checked. If you enter Ireland, you do get a physical check done by either on Garda Síochána or the immigration services at the airport. So actually, you know, on both sides of the border, it's different. And of course, we've got easy access into Northern Ireland and there's no controls there. So I don't think it's just, you know, something about the Brexit. I don't think it's something about, you know, a particular weakness in borders. It's about not looking at organised criminality. And okay, it is organised criminals who do this.
Yeah. And you say sometimes it's or people forget that it is an organised criminal gang and that there are other criminal activities around the trafficking or the smuggling. How much money is changing hands here, do you reckon?
Well, the global estimates of human trafficking, this doesn't include smuggling because human trafficking doesn't need a border, but that's about exploiting people, is $150 billion a year. If you look into, you know, figures that I saw of people being, you know, taken from France to the UK, and this would be in backs of lorries or under the trains or on trains or, you know, and obviously even back when I looked at this in 2017, when I reported on it, this was also smuggling across on boats. You know, the prices would vary from €1,000 or £1,000 up to sometimes a VIP service of 18 or 20,000. And of course, you know, the money that this is making is enormous. So, you know, using Ireland as a route or using the UK as a route has been something that's been going on for some time.
And smugglers, you say, are now using social media. To what end, Kevin?
Well, you know, everyone uses social media, and the social media for the smuggling and the trafficking groups is, you know, you can make promises on there. You can tell people, you can share, sell your wares. You know, even when that tragedy happened where 39 people died as a result of coming into the UK, and obviously, you know, part of that gang was based on either side of the border on the island of Ireland. You know, when those people died, they were actually using that event, even the tragedy back in Vietnam, as a means to say, look, you know, we can get you to Europe, we can get you there, but we'll get you there safely, but you'll have to pay more money. So actually, even when a tragedy happens, the social media can be used. And then there's, you know, on TikTok, advertising for jobs. So, you know, it's used just like it's used for any other.
So it's like a shop window, basically.
It's an easy way to sell, particularly when you've got desperate people.
Yeah. Tell me this, and you said that there are checks at the Irish border at times, and that the Garda Síochána check. What happens then if these people are being brought in and they're checked by the police in Gorda Síochána, what do they do generally?
Well, I mean, a lot of them will have forged documents. And, you know, one of the issues about if you've got a passport, that can be physically checked. If you've got a European passport, an identification card, it can't be checked in the same way. So, you know, there are processes. Some of them may come in clandestine through other routes, you know, whether it's on ferries and so forth. But, you know, even into Northern Ireland, there's another route which people use, which is maritime. You can get maritime visas in the UK and use that to come back the other way into Ireland, because those maritime visas aren't available south of the border. So it's all very complex how it's done. But, you know, when I was a police officer, we did operations where there would be gangs bringing people, including Albanians, into Italy. You know, they'd go to the Rome Central Station where they'd be given a genuine forged passport. So it'd be a genuine passport, but it wouldn't be, you know, for that person. They would then come up through, say, Belgium, and then get across that route. Very complex processes. But the resources that law enforcement and the international agencies use against this are very low in comparison to the complexity of the crime.
Okay, well, look, it's as per the Daily Telegraph report today, former head of the London Met Police Human Trafficking Unit, Kevin Hyland, a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed.